The occult, more than Ouija boards. It's the kids who shoot up high schools and each other. It's a trap we must avoid. Our culture is tuned to the frequency of occult phenomena like never before. Behind the entertaining face of horoscopes lies the grim visage of demonic powers. Today, how the committed Christian should treat this form of deception. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our current series describes seven secret snares that can trap the Christian. Today, Dr. Lutzer turns our attention to the last snare, occultism, not superstitions, but deceptions.
It is of interest, I think, that the two shooters at the Columbine High School were into Hitler and occult symbols. But it would be a big mistake if we were to think that occultism and demon worship and all the things that go with it, it would be a big mistake to think that somehow it's confined to some fringe teenagers who are deeply troubled. The simple fact is that occultism, and that word means hidden, it has to do with a quest for secret knowledge and secret power in the spiritual world. Occultism is mainstream America. It's everywhere. It's in our schools, it's in our businesses, people believe it, books on it sell like hotcakes. And today we are literally inundated with occult phenomena. And it's not superstition, it is deep, deep-rooted deception. Let's keep in mind that Satan always wants to take God's place. We've learned that as we've done this series of messages titled Seven Secret Snares. We've learned that Satan wants to come along and entrap us. We've talked about alcoholism and such things as gambling and illicit sexuality and all of those trappings. And today we come to the occult. Let me say that Satan always wants to deceive us, and he has, as we shall discover, about as many ways to deceive us as there are interests among Americans. Many, many different ways. And all of his traps are hidden. Now, you've heard me say this before in a different context, but it's not possible to catch a mouse with your bare hands. At least it's very difficult. If you had a mouse in your apartment and you wanted to catch it, you wouldn't say to yourself, now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to be very fast, and as soon as that mouse comes out, I'm going to grab it. No, because the mouse is scared of you. If you're going to catch a mouse, what you do is you lay a trap, because a trap means that you remain hidden. And therefore, you don't appear to be there, see? Really, you are, but it doesn't appear that way. And what Satan does is he throws out all of these traps, many of which we shall mention today, and many people think that because he is hidden, it's okay to become involved in some of the things we're going to be talking about. I'll tell you what Satan's method is. This is very important. He wants us to do what he wants us to do, and he wants us, nevertheless, to think it is our idea. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? They had no idea that this deception that they were going to pull off was hatched by the devil. Yet when Peter came to them, and remember they had told a white lie, he said, "Why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost?" They did not know that Satan was in their kitchen that morning as they were sipping their coffee with a bagel. They didn't know that. They thought this was their idea. So again, you see, Satan remains hidden as he puts ideas and inclinations into people's minds and hearts. Now, what I'd like to do is for us to understand a couple of things when we talk about occultism. The experts tell us that you can speak about four different levels. For example, there are the teenage dabblers. Teenagers become interested in the occult because it is the unknown. It has fascination. It is a curiosity among them. And so what you have is they get into it through drugs and through heavy metal music, through MTV, through rituals. And eventually they may end up even doing such things as mutilating animals, which is always an occult phenomenon. And then the blood sometimes is taken and maybe even drunk so that the power of that animal gets into your soul. Those are the myths that survive in today's occultic world. And of course, Hollywood is very anxious to oblige. You have such thing as Buffy the Vampire. Is it Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Whatever it is. Deeply occultic. You have movies such as Practical Magic or The Craft. Now, I want to tell you this, that if you watch that kind of stuff, it not only is impure, it is a doorway to the occult. And Satan remains hidden. You just say, well, I just thought it was good, clean fun. It's just silly superstitions. It's just that movie makers today can have all these special effects so that witches can have power and all the rest. I want you to know that that is not only the devil's play yard, it is his doorway into the dark world of occult phenomena and demonism. Why do young people get into it? One said, I was so open and vulnerable to receive anything that could fill me up. Anything that would make me feel valuable as a person, so I was open to receive whatever the devil had to give me, or God, or whatever. It did not matter to me. Teenage dabblers in the occult. Then, of course, you also have self-styled groups that meet in covens. And I need to warn the young people that oftentimes young teenagers are brought into these through deception. They are given free drugs, free sex. And sometimes they are blackmailed if they are videotaped, and somehow they are railroaded to become a part of these covens that exist in many, many different places. Then there are, number three, the open ritual Satanists, the people who attend the First Church of Satan, and they're kind of upfront Satanists. But then you have another group, they are the hardcore Satanists. And they go about, they abduct children. They sometimes use teenage girls as breeders to produce babies that can be ritually sacrificed. According to the police, 40 to 60,000 ritualistic murders. I do not mean murders of infants, that the number would be that high. But 40 to 60,000 ritualistic murders take place in the United States every year. And that's the end result of deep, committed occult involvement. I want you to take your Bibles and turn for just a moment to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and then we shall be looking at another passage as well. 1 Timothy chapter 4, where the Apostle Paul tells us what's going to happen at the end time. And you'll notice he says, 1 Timothy 4, the Spirit clearly says that in the latter times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Now, is it the demons that actually do the teaching of the deception? Of course not. Remember, Satan always remains hidden. He's not there. We're talking about traps where he is invisible. How does it happen? Such teachings come through hypocritical liars. You know, it's one thing about the Bible. When you read it, you never have to say, now, what is he really saying? Scripture says that it comes through hypocritical liars. Now, in some instances, those liars might not know that they are lying. They might actually believe this stuff. But there are a lot of people out there who know the hollowness and the emptiness of the occult, and they go on promoting it anyway, maybe because of financial reasons or they need to justify their own lifestyle. And these doctrines are disseminated all throughout our country today. And I don't want to exaggerate, but practically everywhere. And you'll notice it says, their consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. Why is it that there is no compassion? Why is it that some of the Eastern religions are unbelievably cruel? And I've seen it with my own eyes. Why? It's because they are past feeling. The Greek word is cauterized. You know, when you have something that has been burned and it's healed and there's no feeling left. What a description of these false teachers that come to us with wonderful theories, but actually they are Satan's teachers. Now, what I'd like to do, in order that you might understand what it is I'm talking about, is to give you some of the traps that Satan has in today's society. Many others that we will not even mention. When Pastor McLeod was here last fall, he preached on the occult, and he listed 40 different kinds of involvement. When the service was over, we asked all those who would like to go down to Kapler Hall for counseling who've had occult involvement to join us, and there may have been 30 or 40 people that came that night. He and I went through the list again and asked people whether or not there was anyone who had practiced this and anyone that has practiced this. And to our amazement, though we should not be amazed, all 40 of those traps were represented that night in a meeting that had far fewer than are here this morning. So we're talking about things that specifically apply to, if they don't apply to you, they most assuredly apply to the person who is sitting next to you or perhaps who is sitting ahead of you. I mean, there is occultism everywhere.
We're living in a day with the rise of the occult. You know, I said that 20 years ago. And back then you could go into bookstores and you could see the occult beginning to have an impact on America. But today, it's everywhere. It isn't only in bookstores. It's in television movies. Many movies are occultic. You find also that, of course, in the newspaper, we've always been able to read horoscopes, which supposedly predict the future, which are really antagonistic and hostile to God. But the point that I want to make, and it needs to be emphasized, is that as the occult comes to us, there are going to be so many different opportunities to become involved in something that is really demonic. Just last night, watching television, I saw that there was a therapy that was taking place for people, and it said that the person who performs the therapy always prays before he does the therapy because this is spiritual therapy. Well, let's think about that for a moment. Before somebody prays for me and touches me, I want to know in whose name they are praying. We as believers don't just believe in prayer in general. Prayer can sometimes even be to occult powers. Only prayer in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. That's the kind of prayers that we are interested in. So whether it has to do with solutions for health problems, therapy, physical therapy, in all of these areas, spirituality, you can say the occult is creeping into America. Not creeping, actually. It is coming in a tidal wave. Well, let's be sure that we recognize it and know what to do as a result of it. You stay tuned as we continue this message next time.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer has brought us part one of Occultism, not superstitions, but deceptions. Another message in his series on Seven Secret Snares. Tomorrow, more details about the demonic phenomena believers need to avoid. Running to Win comes to you from the Moody Church in Chicago. This series can be yours in the book Seven Snares of the Enemy by Dr. Lutzer. Your copy will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw, all one word, .com. Or write to Running to Win at Fox 11174, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. This is Dave McAllister. Join us tomorrow for our next Running to Win.